station.
Showtime.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
We're getting Ricky Skaggs on this show. Remind me? You really don't know Ricky Skaggs.
Jeff Lutz.
Son of the late, great Bob Skaggs.
You're funny.
I'm so funny, it's almost hard to bear.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I am so totally turned on right now, I could spit.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. It's Friday, October the 4th, 2024. May the 4th be with you. 10-4, good buddy. I don't know. What do you want me to say? David Michael Hahn is here. Bob is not Bob. Is at the League 42 annual golf tournament, chopping it up, hacking it around with some of the Wichita luminaries, some of the nonprofit superstars of our city. And in his place, my good friend, David Michael Hahn.
Wow, good friend. Is that true?
I think so.
I like 10-4, good buddy. That's a good one.
That was a good one. May the 4th
no,
is kind of like May the 4th.
That's May 4th. That's a thing already.
You can't really do that. No. And October 3rd is Mean Girls. That was yesterday.
What about the 2nd?
October 2nd, I don't have any.
There's nothing going on
no
that
frame
day.
Of reference
nothing.
To that day whatsoever.
You almost completely forgot to wish me happy birthday.
It was your birthday 2 days ago.
You almost forgot to wish me happy birthday.
I'm so bad at dates.
You were like texting me, and I'm like, okay. And see, my cousin Mark texted
and
me.
And I was kind of, there was kind of some animosity in my text that day.
Probably. No, my cousin Mark texted me and he didn't wish me happy birthday, but he did it purposely. You forgot.
Yeah, but at least he didn't do it purposely.
No,
he forgot.
He did it purposely.
No.
You do not know him as well as I do.
I don't need to know him. If you're saying it was purposeful, you forgot.
No, he was trolling.
There are no excuses.
He was trolling. But you forgot. And like midday. Oh, yeah, happy birthday, by the way. After, like, yelling at me for... I don't even know. We text too much. You won't be able to find it. We were texting, like, hours last night. I was trying to watch Downton Abbey.
We texted for a long time yesterday.
I was trying to watch Downton Abbey last night, and I kept looking at my wife, and I said, what just happened? Sorry, Jeff keeps texting me. He's also with his wife, ignoring her.
My wife got upset.
My wife. She did get upset. I told you to stop texting me, and I was trying to watch Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah, I was yelling at you because you wouldn't commit to doing the radio show today.
Oh, well, here I am.
Here you are. You said no lunch, no dinner. We're having a party afterwards. Me and you, right? Just us
two. Let's see. How many times have I seen you? I saw you last week for lunch. I saw you yesterday for lunch. I'm seeing you now. I'm seeing you in a couple hours.
Allegedly. Depends on how my Barnes & Noble visit goes. I might get so caught up in a book that I lose track of time.
Can I recommend an author?
You can do whatever you want.
And then next week, I'm calling back into the show to talk about the St. George Big Dinner that's coming up.
Why don't you just talk about it now?
Well, I'm going to talk about it now, and I'll talk about it in a week from now.
No, I don't think that's allowed. I don't think Tony Dusing, who I think you just met for the first time.
First time. He's never seen me before. I had no idea
earlier,
who I was.
I don't think he would be too keen
on
that.
He thought I was trying to sell something. I said, I'm here to talk on the radio.
You kind of are.
Yeah, well.
This is free advertising I'm giving you. So if you talk
about
it.
You get a ticket out of it.
If you talk about it today, no.
I'm calling in.
If you talk about the Lebanese dinner.
The Lebanese big dinner that's on October 12th and 13th next week.
Where?
St. George.
St. George. If you talk about that today.
Right.
You can't talk about it.
I'm not going to talk about it today then.
So I recommend you not talking.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the 89th big dinner October 12th and 13th next weekend. Happening at St. George Cathedral.
I might be able to
the corner
come.
Of like 13th and Rock. Look for the domes.
I don't think I'll be able to go.
If you've heard any of some of the other radio stations in Wichita, you've heard me say, look for the domes.
Well, I don't want you to bring that persona here.
No, but you can't make it next weekend?
Well, I'm going to Denver.
Oh, that
We're
makes
leaving
it tough.
Saturday.
What time?
That's a good question.
See, I'm not talking about the big dinner. But the big dinner does start at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
No, we'll leave well before.
Yeah,
then.
And it goes till 8. You won't be back. But then it goes noon to 7 on Sunday. Again, not talking about it. Noon to 7 on Sunday. Are you going to be back in time?
No. Okay. I'll still be in Denver.
Okay.
We have a concert to go to. It's not an Eagles
yeah,
concert,
I was about to say,
believe
is it
or
an
not.
Eagles?
I wish.
Who is it?
Alec Benjamin. Taking my daughter. And apparently one of her friends is coming too.
Unfamiliar. Just three of you?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Really?
Yeah. Like, I bought two tickets. And her friend bought the ticket next to us without even, I don't know if they even coordinated it. We're going to see Alec Benjamin. You familiar?
No, but
he's
just
a
the three
pop
of you?
Star.
I love that.
Well, who else would it be?
Well, your wife as well.
Well, it was just going to be because...
Well, father-daughter trip.
We were supposed to go a year or so ago to see Alec Benjamin. I think it was about a year ago. Something happened. We couldn't go. So this is kind of like a make good.
Can you name an Alec Benjamin song?
The Devil Don't Play, The Devil...
God, I hope he plays that one.
The Devil... Devil doesn't da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Was he a jazz? I mean, what is this?
No, I'm trying to... That's the like the cadence of the words. The devil doesn't matter. But I'm trying to think of what the words are.
The devil doesn't matter.
It's not the devil doesn't matter, is it?
I don't know, but I hope he plays it because it's the only one you sort of kind of
know.
The
devil doesn't bargain.
Oh, that sounds like a bluegrass song. Is he a bluegrass singer?
No.
Can I come?
He's a, if you want.
No, I'm busy.
Sure, there's plenty of
next weekend,
available.
I'm busy at the St. George Lebanese and other Arabic 89th
You're
Big Dinner.
You're not supposed
dinner.
To talk about it.
I'm not talking about it. I'm just saying I'm busy next weekend at the Big Dinner. I'll talk to you about it on Friday next week.
We'll
a
see.
Week from today.
You've kind of...
Tune back in, folks. 3 o'clock. Mark it on your calendar now. 3 o'clock-ish next week
I haven't
on
told
Friday.
My dad about this.
He... Yeah, but I do it every year, so it's
Here's
probably
Alec
fine.
Benjamin. His genres according to about whatever that is.
Hold on. His genres what?
I'm going to tell you what his genres are.
Okay.
I haven't told
I
you
thought
yet.
That was like his genre. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Indie pop.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
I like indie pop.
You have pop. That makes a lot
yeah,
of sense.
Sure.
What about Nigerian R&B? As far as I know.
Is he from Nigeria?
As far as I know. No.
No.
And Afro pop.
I like Afropop.
You want to know some of the big stars of Nigerian R&B?
I would love nothing more, and I'm sure the listeners...
Ibadan.
Yeah, sure.
Q-Dot.
I like Q-Dot.
Chris Beats.
I'm not familiar with Chris Beats.
Fireboy DML? That's almost you. Can I start calling you...
Fireboy DMH.
Fireboy DMH. That's so good.
Can we do like Water Guy DMH so we don't do copyright infringement?
Water guy? How about fireman?
Fireman? I mean, that may be a little confusing as well.
It might be. You never know.
I'm not a fireman.
I'm going to check out if Alec Benjamin is Nigerian.
His name's Alec Benjamin?
Alec.
And he's from Nigeria.
Alec with a C. He's from Phoenix. I don't think he's doing a lot of Nigerian R&B.
I'm not
That's just me. I don't know. I mean, I've heard a few of his songs.
Yeah.
I should ask my daughter about that.
I'd love... Can we call her?
I don't know. She's sick.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Hopefully she rests up before next weekend's big daddy-daughter trip.
Let's see if we can call her.
You can text her and say,
yeah.
Can I call you? I'd love an Alec Benjamin expose from your daughter.
That would be cool.
That'd be awesome. I'd call my daughter and ask her, but she can barely string a sentence together.
Well, she's only 12. So.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It gets tough.
Yeah, right.
Your daughter's what, 3 now? 4?
I have 2. I have an almost 4-year-old and an almost 2.5-year-old.
2 daughters, that's right.
I have 2 daughters
and
a son. Yeah.
Good kid.
I tried to name him Jeffrey, but Emily wasn't having it.
Did you?
No.
How hard did you push for that?
Not that hard.
Do you want to know what we have on the show today?
I'd love to.
At 2:25, did you know, David?
Jeffrey.
I don't know your name as much as I know your initials.
Right.
That Haven not only is undefeated...
I did know that.
4-0 for the first time since
1995.
Since 95.
You like
Where'd
that?
You read that?
I did my prep.
And they have 2 head coaches.
I did not know that before today either. That's wild.
Did I put that in the...
Is this the office?
They have 2 coaches. They don't
I'm
have
excited
a,
about this. What'd she say?
She said, dang it, no, in an apartment tour.
What does that even mean? Is she sick or is she not?
She's sick.
Your wife is... flaking on my birthday party tonight.
Yeah, she is.
She is, because this whole I'm doing an apartment tour, she's not going on her way to Manhattan.
No, my daughter's sick.
Who did you text?
My daughter.
Yeah, I'm saying she's faking being sick. Shannon's faking it to avoid my birthday party, because she's not going on an apartment tour if she's sick.
You know what she needs to not be doing? And I'd tell her this to her face if she called.
Okay.
She needs to not be doing apartment tours, and here's why.
Why?
She has no money.
Didn't she just start school? Isn't she
Live
in a place?
In the dorms for a year.
You gotta. Is she trying to switch now before
that? I don't know, but here's the kicker.
Okay.
I don't know if this is the kicker. It might be just the middle of the story.
Talk to me.
I don't like her roommate at all.
Really?
You just
put that out there.
Not a good
thing. What if she's listening?
No, I hope she is.
Do you really?
I don't like her.
Name drop her.
Ashlyn? What am I going to do? Not name drop her? You told me. I don't know her last name.
I am Ron asked. Burgundy?
Pretty sure it's Ashlyn.
Okay. God, is she from around here?
No.
Are her parents
listening? I think she's from one of the neighboring states. I want to say
name the state. Missouri.
It might be Missouri. I don't know. It might be Nebraska, for all I know. It might be Arkansas, which is not a neighboring state, but it's close.
Arkansas.
Anyway, this has been a discombobulated.
What are we doing today? I told you I'm matching your energy today.
You have.
I told you.
I appreciate that.
You.
The last time you didn't.
No, I'm ready.
The show suffered.
Yeah, we're ready.
Hey, we're having both of those coaches on the show today from Haven.
Can't wait.
Drew, it could be Thalman, or I bet it's Thalman, but we'll ask.
I think it's Thalman.
Really?
Let's put some bets on it.
Do you know for sure?
I have no idea.
Played at K-State.
Let's not talk about it.
We can set up who we're talking to.
He allegedly played for K-State. I'm pretty sure he did.
If not, it's a different
guy. If you look at the roster from 2000, his name's on there and it says from Haven. It seems likely because he went to Haven. I knew that.
Well, then who else would it be?
The other Drew Thalman.
And Thomas Cooprider is the other one.
Right.
And they're 4-0. The Wildcats. They have a big game tonight against Garden Plain.
Thomas Cooprider's Falcony photo is pretty funny. You should look it up.
You looked up all this stuff?
I'm ready, baby.
Man, you actually prepare. I just go off the cuff.
Prepared.
I get ready. I say, hey, why do you guys have two coaches? That's my question.
That's your question. And then it's going to come to me, and I'm going to say, in 1983, you were running down the street. I don't know.
I kind of ease into it a little bit.
I got some stuff.
At 2:45, we'll talk. We'll talk stuff.
Okay.
And but at 3 o'clock, you have a game. Maybe two.
Maybe two games.
Could it be two games?
Could be two games.
That's
And it's going to be a game incredible. Slash games that I think the listeners can play along in their own heads. They can play along a little bit.
Well, I would hope.
Yeah. I mean, most of the games,
we try to be a little interactive on this show.
Yeah, but
a little listener friendly.
I'm excited. I think they're going to be fun. They're kind of internet based. They're
what
trendy. They're trendy.
Really?
They're based on, you're going to like.
Is it a competition game? Will I win or lose?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, sure. I'll give you a high five if you get so many correctly.
I like winning or losing.
I haven't put a score on it, but I can between now and
3
o'clock.
So there are correct and incorrect.
Yes.
So I could be wrong and I could be right.
Correct, yes.
This isn't an opinion game.
No. Both games are factual.
Knowledge-based.
Knowledge. One's definitely knowledge-based. The other one is technically opinion-based, but there is an answer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I look forward to these two games. Can Max play?
He could play.
Along in his head, right, with everybody else?
No, he can get on the mic. I don't care.
We'll see. I'm not sure if I want to do that. At 3:25, Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. Vipe Magazine sitting
right
there in front of you.
Right
but,
here.
But I would challenge you to say you don't need it because you have the Friday Five.
I've read the Friday Five. It's a fantastic little, was it a blog? What is it, an article?
No, it's just a little article.
Little article that I found on a website earlier. It's really well written.
Catchatkansas.com, KWCH.com. If you want a little inside look into what I deemed to be the five best games in the Wichita area this week. They include David Michael Hahn.
Haven's
in it. And we will also later talk about a team that has not allowed a point this season.
Wild.
A team that for, I believe, 8 straight years?
Suffered.
In this century?
Suffered.
Going into 2021 even.
And spoilers, it's not my alma mater.
Zero wins.
Not my alma mater. It wasn't zero wins.
No, they had 8 straight winless seasons.
Winless?
Yeah, 0 wins.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And they went 11-138 over a 17-season period.
Well, it's not my alma mater, so.
Well, it could be. They're 0-4, Wichita Independent.
Yeah, they're not.
What's going on over there?
With what in regard?
Well, they're not really in a league. They got kicked out of a league.
Allegedly.
They're not really in a classification.
Purportedly.
They're barely in Keisha.
Purportedly.
But they won the state championship in girls basketball. And there was supposed to be this emphasis on athletics, but football, they stink. What's up?
You want me to call the coach?
No, I want you to offer an opinion.
I got nothing. I've not been paying attention. I am golfing in their charity golf tournament next week.
So you feel like you probably won't get an invite if you tell the truth about their football program.
I've already paid the fee, so I'm in. I don't know anything about the football.
They paid the fee to be in the Central Plains League.
Is there a fee?
I don't know.
I would imagine there's... Well, is there a fee? It's a good question.
There has to be a fee to be in the league, right?
I would... Who's running this league? Is there a board of directors?
There has to be.
Is this a nonprofit?
I have no
idea. Are we going into my job? Look at me. I'm wearing my job today. Wanted to represent creative planning. Shout out if you guys need a tax attorney.
Stop that.
Give me a call.
The commissioner is David Edlow. We should call him.
Eddie.
Of the, it might be John Meese.
Wow. This is where it is.
Did you know this is the most important month of my life that we're in right now? October 2024, the biggest month of my life.
I mean, because of my birthday?
That's part of it.
Okay.
It's the last part.
Sure.
It is.
It's part.
But we have the Guardians now in the playoffs.
Right.
They begin tomorrow. That's where a lot of this nervous kind of...
You are a little nervous.
...off the wall energy comes from. I'm very nervous.
You've been very off the wall.
Off the wall. I was off the wall last night while we were texting.
Yeah, it was a lot. I was trying to watch Downton Abbey.
How do you say it?
Downton.
Downton?
Yeah. Downton Abbey.
You don't say Downton?
See, I can't do... If I'm watching dramas now, it has to be a period piece.
Why?
I just can't handle modern dramas. I need the period piece.
Name a modern drama.
Anything that's on TV right now. The hospital shows.
You don't like those?
No. I don't watch them. This Is Us. I watch some of that.
Did you watch Parenthood back in the day?
No.
Did you miss out on Parenthood?
Was it a period piece?
No.
But no.
Maybe one of the best shows in the history of television.
Wasn't it sort of a comedy? Was it a dramedy?
This is a little of both, yeah.
Yeah.
You should go back and get the DVDs.
What's going on about your October, though?
The Guardians are in the playoffs.
You're
that begins tomorrow.
Your like third favorite band?
Yeah, third. The Eagles perform at the Sphere. They've already performed there, but I'll be there in 2 weeks for two
shows.
You're
in Denver next week.
Denver for
then back to Wichita.
Yeah,
and then you're driving to Vegas.
No, we're flying to
you're
Vegas.
You're flying to Vegas?
I know. I don't want to fly.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone. You're flying?
Yes.
For those that don't know, Jeff is not a big frequent flyer.
I hate flying.
You are not a flyer. This is startling.
Oh, I was a flyer for the first half of my life. I flew all the time because I went to visit my mother in Ohio.
You're not a flyer anymore, though.
I don't like flying anymore. I don't want to do it. Not excited about it.
Who's going to hold your hand?
I'll be fine.
Will
but
you?
I just don't want to do it. But will when you? I land in Vegas and I'm like, I already got dinner reserved for Thursday night. What is that place called?
Are you going to gamble any money?
No.
Oh, my God. Are you going to drink?
Absolutely not.
So you're going to Vegas. You're not going to drink. You're not going to gamble. You're just going to see the Eagles.
And we're going to go to dinner.
Somewhere.
At Yardbird.
Oh, great choice.
Have you ever been there?
Never heard of it.
It's apparently, you know, my wife has the wheat allergy.
I'm familiar.
Apparently the best gluten-free fried chicken on the planet.
I'm in. I'll be there.
Sounds pretty good.
She can res for two or three.
Two. She wants me to kind of dress up, though. What do you think about that?
We've talked about you dressing up on the show before.
Doesn't happen.
At least lose the hat.
That's a possibility.
Or get like a fedora.
Ooh.
That
now you're talking.
Now we're talking.
Now a little, piecing together.
You could rock. You could rock a fedora.
You want me to wear a hat tonight to the party? Well,
I will.
Can't because I'm not going home.
Yeah, I mean, you could take it off. It's not like you have hair.
No,
that's
like a hat, not a cap. Not a baseball
this
cap.
This is a cap, not a hat?
Yeah.
You can wear the cap. I think you're going to say you don't want to mess up your hair. And I'm like, I don't.
Well, I'm not going to go home.
There's not a lot of that.
I can't go all the way back home and then come all the way back out to the east side.
You could. I mean, you got plenty of time.
Did you think of maybe doing a more centralized location?
No. And honestly, I'm excited for it. It's going to be a good time. It just coincided with my birthday, so it became my birthday party. Like, we were going to do it anyway.
Who's we?
Oh, me and my friend Vanessa.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. She may not even be able to make it now.
Isn't it her party?
It's my party. And my sister-in-law's, I should clarify. It's a podcast meetup / birthday party for the two of us.
What podcast?
The Siblings-in-Law.
You don't have a...
I have a podcast called Siblings-in-Law.
When's the last episode?
Well, it's been a while. Yeah, that's fair. It's my sister-in-law's fault, I will admit. She's on her way from Manhattan right now. Her and I have a podcast. It was her birthday yesterday, so we share a birthday, basically, even though it's two different days.
There you have it. Also, my 14th anniversary, October 20th. Just a lot going on this month. Maybe last time I ever see the Eagles. Maybe the Guardians win the World Series. I mean, this could be it for me. We're setting up for a massive...
Massive October.
Massive October. And right now, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And I wonder if Max heard me.
I did.
He did.
Of course he did.
He's clicking around
doing
other
stuff.
He's
right there. He's doing his thing.
He's clicking around.
He multitasks.
I suppose he multitasks. We will take a break right now. There's the music. We're going to come back and talk with Drew Thalman, or Tallman, and Thomas Cooprider. They are the co-head coaches of the 4-0 Haven Wildcats football team. They got a big one tonight against Garden Plain. We'll catch up with them on game day. Just here in a few minutes, David Michael Hahn is the guy you hear needlessly clapping. Bob out today. I'm Jeff. Max Power takes us to break. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.
Sound like maybe there's some ulterior feelings and emotions.
Well, you know, back in the day, it was either you either liked NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, or you liked Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera. I was a Christina Aguilera guy. To be truthful,
you couldn't
though,
like both.
To be truthful, though, I like Britney Spears better now. So,
oh, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
All right. By the way, that song was called "Keeps Getting Better." Let's go to the IHOP hotline and talk to the head coaches of the Haven Wildcats football team. Haven 4-0. They have Garden Plain in a big one tonight. We're talking about Drew Thalman and Thomas Cooprider. First, Drew, did I get your name right? Do we pronounce the H in there?
You do not pronounce the H.
Gosh, dang it. Thalman, I apologize.
Yeah. I lost the bet.
All right, it's Drew Thalman and Thomas Cooprider. I guess this one's for both of you guys. This experiment of co-head coaches has been going on for a couple years now. Where did that come from? How do you guys feel like it's working? And how long might it last? You can start us, Drew.
It's gone really well. I think the misconception maybe of football coaches is they have too big of an ego to make something like this work, but neither one of us do. We were, our head coach at the time left kind of late in the year, and both of us were here, both of our assistants on staff. And, at the beginning of May, I think we both said, hey, this is something we're going to have to do. So, it's been really good and look forward to continuing it, I think.
What about you, Thomas?
Yeah, I mean, the same. I just, what he said, it works really well. Before he was calling the offense and I was calling the defense, so we just kind of slid into those roles as co-head coach. He still calls the offense, I still call the defense, and we get the luxury now of splitting all the other non-football things between us.
You guys kind of have this unique perspective going on here, and I think that you kind of transition that into also this kind of unique opportunity to be there for the kids, right? I mean, I read a few articles about you guys. You guys really seem to want to bond with the team, be there for them, support them more than just as coaches. And as somebody who played high school football myself and is still friends with some of my coaches, I mean, how important that is to the program and turning things around?
Well, it's huge. I mean, I think that's why both of us got into this. I mean, we got into it, yeah, to be around the game and to hopefully win games and do that. But it's about the relationships with the guys and having this co-head coaching situation. Not one of us always has to be the bad guy. There's days where he's feeling a little red about something, so he goes and I kind of, clean up the mess and vice versa. So it allows us to still really make good, almost assistant coach-like connections with the kids.
Talking with Drew Thalman and Thomas Cooprider, they are the co-head coaches of Haven, which is 4-0 to start the season for the first time in a long time. And you had avenged a loss already to Hillsboro. You beat them 51-13 earlier this year. You got another chance to avenge a loss to Garden Plain in a game tonight. So what's gone so right for this team to where you're starting 4-0? Haven, not a team traditionally that has had a ton of success in football. Why is it happening for you this year, Drew?
We've got a really good group of seniors that just really like football. I think we've got 13 seniors on the team, and they've been in our program, most of them, for the entire time. Some of the younger guys that have stepped up, they've been running our stuff through youth football, and so a lot of it's not new to them, but they get along really well. They're fun to be around, and they really like playing football.
Now, you guys, Jeff kind of alluded to this. You just kind of said it. I mean, you guys are 4-0 for the first time in a while, but I believe your middle school team is also 4-0. I mean, we're talking about the present here, but let's look at the future a little bit. How excited are you guys kind of about this program that you're building and where it's headed?
I mean, we're very excited. Like Drew said, we've got a lot of people excited about football. We've got kids excited about it. We've got parents excited about it. I mean, our summer program stuff is the best that it's ever been. And it's been building over the last, 6 years since we kind of took over. But it's a lot of fun to be around. It's a fun program to be in right now.
Talking with Haven head coaches Thomas Cooprider and Drew Tallman. They are in their sixth year of coaching Haven together. They've started 4-0 Garden Plain tonight. So tell us about that game and that challenge. Garden Plain is 2-2, but their losses have both come to state champions from last year, Cheney and Conway Springs. That's a challenge, right? What do you expect tonight?
Yeah, they're going to be physical. They're going to be big. They're going to be strong. I don't know. Can you hear the drums from the pep rally?
We can. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they're coming around the corner now, but they're. I mean, they're going to be Garden Plain, and Garden Plain does that type of thing. They just try and mash you and pound you, and then they'll try and catch you sleeping with one over the top. But they're a really good team. Like you said, they've lost to 1A state champ, 3A state champ, so. Their 2-2 is a pretty good 2-2.
I played against a little Garden Plain back in my days, the Logan Dold era, and they were big and physical, and I'm still a little bruised from it, and that's been a few years. But this one's for Coach Tallman specifically, assuming you are the Coach Tallman, Drew Tallman, that apparently is involved with the loudest moment in Bill Snyder family stadium history. Is that true?
Some people say yes. Yeah.
So tell me about I want to know about this big blocked punt that you had, and then I want to know how often you're dropping that fact in the locker room for the boys.
They'll see something on Twitter or something like that every now and then and ask about it. But yeah, that was my junior year up there at K-State, and I was fortunate enough to be able to walk on in '97 up there and make my way to special teams. The next year after I was done redshirting and got to play a lot of special teams. And so I was on I was on all four special teams by the time I was a senior. And, that was it would have been really neat if we would have won that game. it's kind of an
I didn't mention that part. I'm an OSU guy, so I would have loved if you had won that game. But,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So – you guys back in 2020 finished 8-3, had a couple playoff wins in that season. So you know what it's like to have a good team at Haven and to have success. So what is that like, and what is it like this year so far, starting 4-0? I imagine the whole town's behind you.
Oh yeah, I mean the buzz is huge. These guys were, I believe, like these seniors and juniors were 7th and 8th graders when we did that in 2020. And, they looked up to those guys and they started talking about it about a little over a year ago, not this last summer, but 2 summers ago. They started talking about by the time they were seniors, they wanted to be good and they wanted to go win in the playoffs and they wanted to make a run. And really, they did everything they needed to help get us to that point. So, yeah, they're a lot of fun to be around and coach and go play with on Friday nights.
So before we let you go, tell us about some of your players. Mention as many names as you want. We know you have a strong offense. You got a good running game. So who's been leading the charge for you guys so far?
Our running back, Van Loop, is a big one. He's one that we really try and focus our game around, but our quarterback, Nash Ray, he does a lot of things, both with his legs and with his arm. We've got Grant Patry as a tight end for us. He makes a lot of tackles for us on defense. Chandler Ingold and Aiden Hoops are both wide receivers that are really good and explosive on the outside. So with those guys, we're able to score in a lot of different ways, I think, offensively.
Well, that's great. We very much appreciate your time, especially to be able to come in on game day. You've got a big home game tonight against Garden Plain. We know they'll probably travel well. You'll have a good crowd. It should be a wonderful atmosphere. Good luck tonight and the rest of the way, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Don't get to talk a lot of Haven football.
Should we skip my birthday party tonight and just go up there for the game?
Do you want to?
It sounds like it'd be actually a lot of fun.
Okay.
I've been to Haven up a couple times. We ran some track up there.
It's not too far from where I live.
True. Yeah, I never played them in football,
but if you
want to
go,
track.
I'll go.
I do want to go, but we're not going. I do want to go. I'd love to cheer against Garden Plain for another time. They wipe the floor with us pretty much every year.
That's one of the games I really have my eye on. We left a couple off of the Friday Five this week. I'm trying to think.
Did we? Who's we?
We at Channel 12.
You mentioned
12.
We, but it's you.
Yeah. I mean, I chose 7. I had someone kind of talk me through the final five that we ended up with. I remember one of the games we dropped. Oh, the other one, Pratt and Collegiate. Pratt and Collegiate is going to be a good one.
Interesting.
But Collegiate got smashed by Andale last week.
Yeah.
Like 48-7.
You're a big Andale guy.
47-8. And when you're coming off a loss that big in a game where you felt like you would be competitive and maybe should have been competitive, I can't, in good conscience,
No.
Put you in the Friday Five the next week. Agreed. Even though that kind of takes away from what Pratt's doing. Right? Pratt's 4-0.
You're handicapping Pratt at this point.
And I haven't, we haven't talked
We're
about.
We're talking about him right now.
We haven't talked about Pratt in the Friday Five
We're
yet,
talking about him right now.
But we haven't in the Friday Five.
What's more important, now or the Friday Five?
Friday Five.
I think more people listen to this than read the Friday
you
Five.
You think so?
I do.
Man, that sucks.
You're on both. What's it matter? You're
well,
getting both.
I want kind of an equal. Well, I want people who listen to this show to be like, oh, Jeff's doing that too, and he wrote about the best high school games.
They should. Go check out on KWCH.
And catch a Kansas.
Go check that out. Jeff wrote the Friday
Five. We got
Friday
a lot of
five.
Good videos in there. We got a lot of good written content. It's just an overall good piece. So Pratt Collegiate is one.
Right.
The other one, Wamego Bueller, which was another tough one.
Where's Wamego at?
You know where Wamego is.
Never heard of that. And I'm a big Kansas guy.
You don't know where Wamego is?
No. I don't think you know where it is. You're Googling it.
What are you talking about?
You're not just telling me.
It's in Pottawatomie County. You don't know where Wamego is?
Where is Pottawatomie County?
You don't know.
You
honestly.
Don't know. You're Googling. I'm watching you do this.
You honestly don't know.
I honestly don't know.
It's the kind of the northern part of the state. Not quite over by Kansas City, but not far from that part of the state either. It's north and kind of north central,
yeah.
Northeastern.
We know where that is now.
Part of the state.
Thank goodness you told
in
us.
In Pottawatomie
that.
County.
Where's Bueller?
Bueller's over by Hutch.
That's fair. We played them in seventh grade football.
Let's talk more about Wamego. 4,841 people. Named, obviously, for the Pottawatomie Native American chief. Wamego.
Not good enough to have on the Friday Five, though.
And the first post office. That's when you know a city has really established itself. When you get a post office. When do you think Wamego got its first post office?
1982.
1982?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
What is it?
You think Wamego has been a town for 40 years? Do you have any concept of time whatsoever?
I don't know if you're saying they've been less or more.
1866.
Well, that's before Wichita, so why would I have guessed that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Did you tell me it's a town before Wichita?
When was Wichita a town?
1870.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
So kind of the same.
Did you see how fast I said that? I didn't have to Google anything.
I had
no idea where they were.
I have to Google stuff.
Yeah. You only know two things, Guardians and the Eagles.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, it makes it tough to
and
be
Shorzy.
A friend. And Shorzy.
Yeah, those are my three things.
It's tough to be a friend.
Wow.
I mean, I only have one thing in common with you of those three.
Shorzy.
Yeah.
But you can talk about anything. Talk about something right now.
I'll save it for another segment.
No, do it.
Anything?
Yeah. We got a couple minutes.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do you like Lebanese food?
It's all right. I've had it at your
Yeah, at
dinner.
The big dinner that's happening next weekend. I'm not talking about it, but the 12th and 13th, St. George next weekend. Max is just, he is not at all locked in right now.
What's going on, Max?
He is not here.
I'm here. Jeff knows stuff.
He's watching this
Jeff
KFC
one day,
menu.
Without looking at the keyboard, named everything on the keyboard in order.
Really?
I just, well, all the letters.
You got them 100% right?
Yes.
I just assumed everybody could do that.
I feel like I could get like 80%
right. Even Bob. BWERTYUIOPASDFGHJKLZXCVBNM.
We got to go to Vegas and throw some money on like roulette or blackjack or something, because you're in a different spectrum than us.
What does that mean?
You're different.
Who wouldn't know that? We type and we know where the letters are, right?
But the way you just rattled that off.
Yeah.
If I don't I'd have to think about it. I go Q. Yeah. I'd have to like do it with my Q, W, R.
I don't look at it, Jeff. I don't know what
E. I missed E already.
You want to know my mother's 26 character Wi-Fi password?
Was it that?
You want to know that my mother has been deceased now for 11 years. And I still remember her 26 code.
Was it what you just said?
No, it was 1C8BF1C2FBD77DD56540FC9BAB.
We're going to Vegas.
How did she remember that?
We're going to Vegas.
She didn't, but I eventually did.
We
had it written down, and you know, we were always connected. So
he's like Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah.
You want me to do it again just so?
He's as unfriendly.
Wow.
As Sheldon Cooper. But he's as warm as Sheldon Cooper.
He has an eidetic memory.
Yeah.
I kind of do.
About things that he cares about. Because he's like my cousin Mark, who I've now talked about twice. You guys purposefully forget things.
I don't know what that means.
You purposefully...
I don't know if there's purpose behind it.
No, yeah, there's a fact.
I wish I had some kind of good memory, right? Like, Max showed me a person that apparently worked here not too long ago.
Yeah, you had no idea who that was.
No idea.
No idea.
Not a clue.
Not a clue. I recognized her. I don't even work here then.
I don't remember the interviews that we've done on this show. People will say, well, he was on the show. I have no recollection.
You live in the moment.
I try to. Do you have guilty pleasures as far as songs and music go?
Define a guilty pleasure on
something that
music.
Max says it's one is too ashamed to admit to
like. Yeah, like say, I had friends back in the 70s, Led Zeppelin, yes. And then say, well, what's this Bread CD doing? Well, in case I have a date, you know.
Yeah. I got some of that, yeah.
Well, like what? It is.
Selena.
Why would that be a guilty pleasure? She's a global icon.
That's just the first one. I love El Chico en Apartamento 512. El Chico en Apartamento 512. That's all I know of the whole song. It's all in Spanish.
She's a good one.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I mean, I'd argue my favorite artist of all time would be meet that definition.
And?
Owl City. Yeah. Favorite artist of all time?
Nothing wrong with Owl City.
Yeah, but I mean, like a guy that looks like me, like an Owl City. Of course, I went to an Owl City concert last year with my wife, and there was all sorts of people there.
What is, okay.
Fireflies.
They're a little indie-ish.
Yeah, it's indie. It's indie pop. Speaking of indie pop. Not Nigerian pop or whatever.
Nigerian R&B.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Afro pop.
It wasn't that.
Did you know, what was I about to say? My guilty pleasures. Oh, you know I don't have any of those.
You like too much music.
I very proudly made a show tunes playlist.
Too much Hamilton.
About 500 deep.
Too much Hamilton, not enough Fiddler.
Then tell me the Fiddler songs to put on it.
What Fiddler songs are on there now?
I'll tell you.
Sunrise, Sunset?
If it's not, that's insane.
That would be insane.
I don't, you know what I miss? I don't miss.
L'chaim?
Can you let me at least
L'chaim? I just hit that.
You're not going to do that anymore.
Okay.
One more time. Guess what? No Call Friday.
L'chaim?
I don't want it. Where's my show tunes playlist?
I don't know. You got too many playlists. He spends too much time building playlists.
Showy show tunes. There it is. Let's look for Fiddler.
Give me the Fiddlers.
If I Were a Rich Man.
Sure.
Matchmaker.
Sure.
Tradition.
Obviously.
Sunrise, Sunset.
Okay.
Now I have everything.
No L'chaim.
Well, how do you spell that? I'll put it on.
I don't know how you spell. Or the Frumacera song is, what's that called?
Why are you so big into?
It's my favorite musical.
But why are you so big into it is what I'm asking.
I just grew up enjoying it. I was in the show. Frumacera, what's that one called? Hold on, I got it right here. Not Sabbath Prayer. Tevye's Dream. You don't have Tevye's Dream on there?
That's not in the original Broadway cast recording.
It 100% is, because I'm looking right at it. Oh, wait. Broadway, you said? It should be, because that's a big part of the entire...
Well, I'm just
it's
telling
a plot
you.
Point. It's a plot point.
Just telling you it's not.
It's a plot point. So it definitely
here's
is.
The 2016 Broadway cast recording.
Tevye's Dream
Sabbath
on there?
Sabbath Prayer to Life. Miracle of Miracles.
To Life. That's L'Chaim. To Life.
To Life. Okay, I'll put that on. I got no problem with putting these songs
on. Do Tevye's Dream.
Hold on, I will.
With Frumacera. What do you know about Frumacera? Who's she married to?
John.
Laser Wolf. Golly. The Butcher Laser Wolf? Come on.
So we discussed that I'm insanely nervous about the Guardians beginning the postseason tomorrow.
What do I think about the Royals?
You can't name a Royals player. But you claimed that I saw your little Facebook. That was so weak.
You angered it.
I did. You know why?
Why?
Because you're not a Royals fan.
I'm a Royals fan. I'm a casual Royals fan.
If someone grounds out to third base, how do you score that?
They ground out to third base, yeah. It would be 5-3. Yeah.
Did someone ever teach you to keep score?
No, but I looked into it recently because I knew you'd probably ask at some point.
Really?
I thought about it.
Is that really why?
Yeah, I haven't thought about it.
That's impressive.
I finally memorized the
well,
positions.
Well, go. Let's hear it.
Pitchers one, catchers two, first is three, second's four, third, you skip shortstop, third is five.
There you go around the...
Six is shortstop, then 7, 8, 9, respectively, left, center, right.
That's why I don't like when people are like listening lineups and they go catcher, first, second, short, third. I hate that.
You don't like that?
You can't do that.
Short's a made-up position.
I know that he's next to the second baseman.
Short's a made-up position.
But it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 5.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
You absolutely cannot do that.
Can't do that.
So how are you feeling?
Royals, you know, as a casual Royals fan, look, I'm not the biggest Royals fan. If you ask me who I support,
okay, I'm going to give you a...
And I went to game 4 of the 2015 World Series.
Here's how I like to break things down.
New York City.
Here's how I like to break things down.
Okay.
I give you 100 points to use on your Chiefs support and on your Royals support. I give you 100 marbles.
Okay.
Right?
90-10.
Divide those marbles.
90-10.
90 with the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Listen, I don't have time anymore in my life to do anything sport related. My wife... If she's listening, I love her. Doesn't care about sports. My kid's
That's
too young
problem.
To know what sports are. I get very little sport time in my life. I focus on the Chiefs. The rest just kind of goes by the wayside.
Ask me mine.
I'm sure it's 100 Guardians.
Is it?
What other? Oh, it's probably like 99 Guardians, 1 Pacers.
I don't know.
Well, half of Pacers?
I don't know.
Well, okay, what's
I'm
yours?
Asking.
Should we talk our favorite number ratios?
I got at least one with the Nashville Predators. Okay.
Let's talk our favorite number ratios. We did that last night via text. You were startled by it.
Yeah, yours were weird.
Mine are fine.
I got one marble with the Nashville Predators.
Okay, how many with the Pacers?
The Pacers, they have a lot.
Define a lot. 10?
I like the Pacers a lot. They have 23.
Okay, so we got 24 accounted
and
for.
And the Guardians have 76. Five.
Okay, we're missing one. We're missing one.
Maybe Shocker Basketball has one. Maybe.
Can you use marbles in pro versus amateur? It's college?
Yeah.
Well, even though it's arguably
it's your
not.
Your sports support, right?
Well, okay. But you only gave me for Royals Chiefs. You didn't give me my whole
Okay,
gambit.
Then do your whole 100 marbles.
Is this what people want to hear?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
People are thinking about their 100 marbles right now. Where would they divide theirs? Well, I'll ask Max in a minute, even though he's not listening.
To Oklahoma City Thunder. he's not paying attention. He's
I am too.
He's reading the menu of KFC. To Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay. That's...
Two. No, there's too many. I can't.
You got to do it. I did it. I put one with the Nashville.
I mean, like Oklahoma State football.
You know
Oklahoma
how
State,
many Nashville
basketball,
Predators
I have
players
Syracuse,
I can name?
I have. More than I can name on the Capitals, I can tell you that much.
Are you a Capitals guy?
There's one marble.
Ovechkin.
Well, yeah, that's the one.
But I got Roman Yossi. I got Steven Stamkos. I got Ryan O'Reilly.
I could name more
Shorzy. I got Philip Forsberg.
I could name more Sudbury Bulldogs than I could any NHL team.
That's fair. Yeah. Shorzy's so good.
Just calm down. Settle down.
But those are my marbles. You have all those marbles? There's no way you have a marble with Syracuse football.
Yeah, there's a marble.
There's no marble.
There's a marble.
There's no way.
They're playing UNLV tonight. Suck it.
You can't say that on the radio.
I did. It came out.
I don't think you have a marble with Syracuse football.
I
do. You know who their quarterback is?
No, I have no idea.
He He's a transfer from Ohio State. Everyone knows who their quarterback is.
I don't have time.
It's Kyle McCord.
I don't have time.
Zero marbles.
One marble.
With Syracuse football.
One marble.
No.
I won't watch tonight.
Oklahoma State, how many marbles?
Two? Three? Football? Are we talking football? Three? I can name the quarterback.
I don't think I could.
I can name the quarterback and the running back and the like top receiver.
Max, where do your marbles go?
I can name a lot of Boston Bruins.
You have 100 marbles.
Are you
split.
A Boston Bruins fan, or you can just name a
yes,
bunch of them?
Yeah, okay. Well,
you did go to Boston University.
You know, once they got rid of Don Cherry and McNabb and Park left it, but I know most of the team now.
So you got 100 marbles, split them between the teams that you like.
Are you a Patriots fan?
Oh yeah,
a lot of them's going to be Patriots, right?
You like the Celtics?
Not since McHale left.
Red Sox?
The NBA is unwatchable.
Okay,
for me.
Red Sox?
That's not true.
I left the Red Sox once they blew the 14-game lead against the Yankees, and I tortured a guy from New York the entire summer.
You know, same.
It was painful.
I also did that.
Why would you do that?
They were up 8.5 games late in August, for God's sakes.
If you torture me and the Tigers beat the Guardians, oh, my God.
Well, he got me back at the end.
You're a man of principle, though. You have spine.
What does that mean?
You have spine. You have backbone.
I couldn't name anybody.
But what do you? What's the context of that?
You have loyalty.
I try to.
You have principle.
I try to.
You try. You may be a frustrating human to be friends with, but you have principle.
You've said that now a couple times that I'm easy to be friends with.
I'm just citing our recent text conversations.
It was tough yesterday.
You've been real upset. I know you have a lot going on with the Guardians
yesterday.
In October. We get it. You're very nervous about Detroit. I get it.
I'm not nervous about Detroit.
I'm nervous
about the outcome of the series.
The same thing. You're saying the same thing.
They could be playing anybody.
These two pictures are the same thing. And you got a lot of nervous injury in your energy in your texts. And I'm tired of it.
You are?
I'm tired of it.
Well, it's gonna keep
you're just
happening.
Frustrated. You're gonna go tonight, you're gonna get hammered at my birthday party, you're gonna yell at all these people, all my friends, that I'm David's best friend, and you're gonna just do this whole thing, and no one's gonna be friends
with
me anymore.
That is character assassination.
If Jeff
there.
Gets hammered, you are to video this
I
and
will.
Send it here.
That is
and you
slander.
Can guarantee I won't be sending any videos because he won't touch drop
I,
tonight.
I don't see Jeff.
Yeah, no shot.
Hammered, ever.
He promised me a beer once at Side Pockets, but we never got it.
I don't drink beer.
You promised me a drink once at Side Pockets, but it iced. It was too snowy.
Yeah, we didn't go to Side Pockets.
Yeah, it was too icy out.
I don't. Yeah.
Actually, that was mostly my wife wanted to get back home because it was too icy out.
You're welcome. I went and had four screwdrivers.
No, that's a lie.
It was a fun time.
That is a lie.
Drove home. It was fantastic.
That's a lie.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got some games to play.
Got some games.
Hour number two is going to be festive and fun. Joanna Chadwick's going to join us. To talk a little more high school football. We get to talk to her about that team that hasn't allowed a point all year.
Whoa.
There he is. Stay with us. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff, KF8.
They love it on Nebula. They're wild about it on Taurinus. Even on Motus, where they don't like anything at all, they eat it up.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I've got things I like to do. I like to watch television.
Jeff Lutz.
Well, you're just talking about all these shows, like old man.
Right.
What is that? Like every show that starts, well, I'm watching it. I don't get it.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back, hour number two of Bob and Jeff. I got lost looking at the phone background, which is my cat, Nettie Harris. The most precious living creature on the planet.
Besides you, of course.
What a wonderful animal she is.
I've never met her.
And I get to see her tonight.
Never met her.
You only come to my house. You want to come over tomorrow?
You're gatekeeping me from her.
We have Guardians Tigers at noon.
Tomorrow?
Followed by WWE Bad Blood.
I'll be at Woofstock tomorrow.
At 5.
I'll be at Woofstock.
How long?
Probably 10 to noon. And then I'm on daddy duty because Emily's going to be gallivanting, so the kids go down for the nap, and
just saying.
Should I just bring the kids over for a nap time?
Yeah.
You guys got some cribs?
We got plenty of stuff.
You got cribs?
Bring the crib.
Bring the crib?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a U-Haul. You can afford it. Max, it is.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play the game. Or game,
as it were, potentially, today. You're running out of energy. I can see it in your
face. No, I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm just a little worried that you're not going to like the game. But well, I have two games.
I probably won't like the games.
That's fine. I got two games.
But we're going to play them nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully, you know, we'll delve into it a little bit.
Okay.
Is it something we're going to get into? Like, it's not going to be like, oh, the game's over in 30 seconds.
Well,
right?
If the game's over in 30 seconds, we move to the second game.
But it shouldn't be over in 30 seconds.
No, it shouldn't be.
We want to get into it.
No, we're going to get into it.
Something we need to get into.
We're going to get into it.
Delve into it.
Delve
dig
into
in.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, what do you got?
All right, so I've got different categories. And in each of those categories, I've got five choices.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what those five choices are, and then you're going to have to rank them from smallest to most, depending on what it is. We'll start, and it'll make sense. We're going to start with stand-up comedians.
Okay.
You're going to rank their net worth smallest to highest. Yeah, you should probably write this down.
Okay. So this is the factual part of the game.
This is the factual part of the game.
So you're not asking me to rank
No, you're not ranking
my preference.
Right. We are going with their net worth.
Okay.
Your boy, Cedric the Entertainer.
Okay.
Sinbad.
Okay. He's filthy rich.
Wanda Sykes.
Also.
Cat Williams. And George Lopez.
All right. This is tough. I'm going to go.
We're going smallest to largest.
So least to most?
Least to most is another way to say smallest to largest.
One, two.
I'll run those down again. Cedric the Entertainer, Sinbad,
three,
Cat Williams,
four,
Wanda Sykes,
five,
and George Lopez.
All right, here's what I got.
Okay.
You can't stop me at any time.
I'm not going to stop
you.
You're going to go all five, then we're going to talk about
it. First one wrong.
Right.
I'm going to, you can't. Just
I'm not.
Leave me alone.
I'm not going to.
Cat Williams, one, Cedric, two, Lopez, three, Sykes, four, Sinbad, five.
This should be a fun day. You couldn't have been more off.
Really? I thought you were laughing because I nailed
it. No, you could have been more off. Now, these are based on my Google searches, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But
it might be.
Sinbad's number one, $4 million.
Really?
Yeah. Number two is Cat Williams at $5 million. That's what it said?
Sinbad's got so much money.
Wanda Sykes at $10
million. Cedric has the TV. Has his
I haven't even gotten to Cedric yet. Cedric's number four at $25 million.
Sinbad has a net worth of 100,000.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that one. That's not the one I went off
of. I was like,
of.
I hope this says 100 million.
Yeah, no, I saw that one. That's not the one I went off
All
of.
All right.
I found one that said 4 million. So Cedric the Entertainer is at 25 million and George Lopez is at 45 million.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
I did bad.
This next one's a little more.
I thought we were going to talk about
this
it.
This one,
said.
We can talk about it.
Cedric was number two.
No, Cedric, yeah, he was second most.
Highest.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't look, I don't go lowest as
25 mil. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you went from one to
no, four. No, no. We went from smallest to largest or least to greatest or whatever Jeff said.
Whatever it was.
What are you Googling? I told you the numbers.
Yeah, I know, but.
You watch The Neighborhood, Jeff?
I have many, many
times.
It's
good. It's going to start again in a couple weeks.
I've never watched it, but I wanted to.
It's Cedric, you know, watered down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Dave, the neighbor, that makes him.
Max Green.
Field?
Greenfield, yeah.
Yeah. All right. That was fun.
Yeah. Okay.
I
this one's
sucked.
A little more objective. This one you could Google. I mean, this one's not as like, oh, are they worth 100,000 or 5 million? We're going to go with wrestlers. We're going to rank their heights.
Wrestlers' heights.
Yeah. Not the Big Show. He's not on the
not
list.
Their net worth.
Not their high. Not their
Nets,
net worth.
Nets worth or net worths?
Net worths.
Nets worth.
Nets worth. We're going to go with the wrestlers' heights.
Attorneys general.
Right. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, these guys are all 5'10".
The Undertaker.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan. And The Rock. So while you're writing those down, I'm going to run those down one more time.
I got them.
Stone. It's not for you.
Oh,
it's for
the
people not writing them down. They're in their car right now. I know this isn't the drive anymore, but they're driving around. They're listening.
They better be.
Stone
jerks.
Cold, Steve Austin, Macho Man, Randy Savage, The Undertaker, Hulk Hogan, and The Rock.
All right. I got Macho Man 1
okay.
as the shortest. Stone Cold, Steve Austin 2. Rock 3. Hogan 4. Taker 5.
Bingo.
Really?
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Nailed that. Macho Man is 6'1", Stone Cold is 6'2", The Rock is 6'4", Hulk Hogan is 6'7", and The Undertaker is way bigger than I thought at 6'10".
Big guy.
Big guy.
They build him at 7 feet.
Well, he was 6'10". That's pretty good. That was impressive. I mean, that one you should know.
Yeah, that one I should know.
That one you should know.
I've been watching wrestling 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And the previous 35.
Yeah. You like this game? This has been a good game?
It's been a good game. I enjoy it.
Okay. We're going to go We're going to go with the IMBD rankings.
DB.
IMBD.
DB.
IMDB?
Yeah. Database is the last two.
IMBD is what I'm going to say. ranking.
Internet Movie Database.
Well, these are TV shows. Sports TV shows, their rankings.
What does that mean?
IMDb apparently has a ranking of the top sports shows. This is not necessarily 1 through 5, but it's going to be where they rank on IMDb. It's fair. It's IMDb. I wrote it down wrong.
I don't. What do you mean it's not going to be 1 through 5?
They're not necessarily like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but they're all top 10. But you're going to rank them in the order that they are.
Well, that's what we've been doing.
Yeah, I know. Eastbound and Down. Ted Lasso. The League. Shoresy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right. I did that for you. And Blue Mountain State.
Well, you didn't want Shoresy to be last, so I appreciate that.
Okay.
I hope.
I'm not talking. I'm going to run this down one more time for those listening that aren't writing it down like Jeff.
It's Eastbound the best show in the history of television.
Eastbound, according to IMDb, it might be. Eastbound and Down, Ted Lasso, The League, Shoresy, and Blue Mountain State.
I got Ted Lasso 1.
Okay.
The League 2, Eastbound and Down 3, Shoresy 4, and Blue Mountain State 5.
Eh, you were a little off.
That's too bad.
Number 1 is Ted Lasso. In fact, it was number 1 overall. Now, it's got 8.8 stars.
Well, that's what we're
368,000 people have reviewed it.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot. It's the highest by far. Number 2 is Eastbound and Down, which I love that show. It's 8.2 stars. Now, here's the thing. It is 8.2 stars, but it has 65,000 reviewers, so it bumped it up a little bit.
Okay.
Number
I don't know what that means.
But. Number 3 is Blue Mountain State at 8.3 stars, but only had 60,000.
Have you ever
reviews.
Watched that?
I love Blue Mountain State.
What's it about?
Football team. College football team and their debauchery.
Yeah. You like debauchery.
I'm a big debaucher.
You don't want to like put that out there for the world.
Right.
You don't express the,
I just told everyone.
No, but you don't put it, you don't, it's not part of your personality.
That may be true.
It's a hidden part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I like to find it. I like to find your debauchery.
That's fine. Number 4 is The League.
Hips.
At 8.2 with 53,000. And unfortunately, last place was Shoresy, but...
Why would you do that?
Because I wanted to highlight something. They're 8.5 stars, so they're the second highest behind Ted Lasso, but they only had 9.2 thousand reviews.
Who cares? I thought it was rankings.
It is rankings on IMDb.
Well, they're the number seven stars.
But they're the number 7th sports show of all time.
No, they're not. They're
according
the number
to IMDb.
1th.
Well, let's move on.
You said number 7th.
Whatever.
That's why I said number 1th. Do you get it?
Get out of here. This next one is Google reviews for restaurants here in Wichita, and they specifically are restaurants that you and
I... Oh, so you're going to have me badmouth local businesses. That's cool. Thanks.
They're specifically restaurants that you and I have been to, except for one.
Okay. So what is this? Rankings again?
Google reviews.
Google reviews? What's the thing? Like, are we talking
out of
stars?
Out of 5 stars.
Out of 10?
Out of 5 stars.
5 stars. Okay.
Yeah. Gangnam Korean Barbecue is the only one on the list you and I have not been to, but we've talked about
but
it.
But I've been there.
You've been there.
And it's so good.
Yokohama Ramen.
So good.
Saison.
So good.
Dot Greens, specifically the one over on Hillside. And
we have been there.
We have been there. And Noodles and Company. if you guys, longtime listeners, know that Jeff stole some tofu off my plate at Noodles and Company. So those are Gangnam Korean Barbecue, Yokohama Ramen, Saison, specifically Yokohama on the east side.
Saison. Not Saison.
Dot Greens over on Hillside and Noodles and Company.
Okay. This is tough. I'm going to go right there.
They're all within 0.6 of each other.
I'm going to go there.
Okay.
I'm going to go there, there, and there.
Okay.
All right, this is tough. I have no idea.
Lowest to highest.
I got Dot Greens 1.
Okay.
I got Yokohama 2.
Wow.
I got Saison 3, and here's why. Probably very few reviews, but the people who reviewed it probably really liked it.
Right.
Gangnam 4, Noodles and Company 5.
You have Noodles and Company the highest.
No, I was reverse order.
Well, which is it?
So Noodles and Company worst.
Okay.
Gangnam second. Sazone three. Yokohama four. Doc Green's five.
If Doc Green's the highest. This is all over the place. The lowest is Noodles and Company at 4.1 stars. You got that.
Yeah.
Number two is Doc Green's at 4.2.
That's unfortunate.
Gangnam's three at 4.4. Our spot, Saison, is number four at 4.5. And Yokohama, which is one of my favorite restaurants, is 4.6.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing because those numbers were all. So Yokohama's the best.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Okay. I've got three more.
Three more what?
Of these.
Oh, well, we can't do the second game.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We'll put the second game in the last segment.
Okay, great. Fantastic. We're going to go restaurant locations. Fast food restaurant locations. We're going this.
How many?
Least amount to the most locations.
Okay.
Mickey D's. KFC, which I know Mac's a big KFC guy.
KFC, we love KFC.
Taco Bell. Starbucks. And Wendy's. I guess Starbucks is technically not a fast food restaurant, but it made the list.
I'm going to go biggest to smallest. Is that okay?
Biggest to smallest. We're switching things around for you folks listening at home. McDonald's, KFC, Taco Bell, Starbucks, Wendy's.
All right, McDonald's the most, Starbucks second, Wendy's third, Taco Bell fourth, KFC fifth.
Wow. You started off hot, but then you derailed.
I failed.
Quickly.
I derailed.
McDonald's is number one, just shy of 42,000. Starbucks is number two, about 38,000. KFC is number three at just shy of 30,000.
And then Taco Bell is going to be fourth.
Taco Bell is 8,000, and then Wendy's is at 72.
Wendy's is fifth?
You know, they're quality, though. They got the quality meat. And this is according to the thing that I thought.
Are you speaking English?
No.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You trust me now as you're Googling
all
it?
Wendy's, how many Wendy's are in the United States? Well, okay.
There you go.
7,166.
It's gone down since the last time that I...
6,009 as of September 10th, 2024.
Yikes.
That's not many at all.
We're going to do next, we're going to do NFL coaches annual salary.
All right.
Jim Harbaugh. Sean Payton. Sean McVay. Kyle Shanahan. And my good friend Andy Reid.
Man, this is really hard. Huh?
Yeah, I thought I'd make it difficult on you today. So Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, and Andy Reid.
Oof, this is impossible.
Are you going biggest to smallest or smallest to biggest?
Smallest to largest.
Okay, we're switching back, folks.
Yeah. Probably that.
Yeah, I think
that,
so.
That,
right.
And that.
Okay.
All right, I got McVay 1, Reid 2, Payton 3, Shanahan 4, Harbaugh 5.
Terrible. Absolutely just all over the place. Shanahan's first. He's $10 million.
Really?
Salary, annual salary.
He's won a Super Bowl, Shanny.
Sean McVay is $15 million.
I thought you were going to say Sean Diddy Combs.
It was not. That would be out of context. Jim Harbaugh, $16 million. Sean Payton at $18 million. And Big Red is at $20 million.
I wasn't that far off.
They were very far off.
Okay. Last one?
Last one. We've got fictional characters, and we're going to go their weights. How much they weigh.
They're fictional.
Yeah.
How would anyone know?
There's record.
No, there's no record.
There's record.
There's made up stuff on the internet.
The Hulk?
Hulk or Bruce Banner?
The Hulk.
Okay.
Shrek? They're not all green.
They should be.
Santa Claus?
Green Lantern.
Santa Claus, Donkey Kong.
There's no weight for Donkey Kong.
And Chewbacca.
All right, so lowest to highest.
Lowest to highest. We got the Hulk, Shrek, Santa Claus, Donkey Kong, Chewbacca. Spoilers, I'm going as one of these five for Halloween this year. Well, that's the bonus. If you can get the bonus question, you win the game. If you can choose which one I'm going as for Halloween.
I don't care.
I care.
Lightest to heaviest.
Lightest
Chewbacca
heaviest.
1, Santa 2, Hulk 3, Shrek 4, Donkey Kong 5.
You think the Hulk is the third?
He's a human being.
He's the Hulk.
He's still a person.
I didn't say Bruce Banner.
He's still a person.
Max, is that, come on, right?
Well, they've changed the Hulk for the movie.
We're not talking Lou Ferrigno.
I was talking Lou Ferrigno.
No, you didn't ask.
That's who it is. How much does Luke want to redo it with?
No, I don't.
All right.
I think he's talking Avengers Hulk.
Yeah,
we're talking Avengers. Garbage. All right. Give me your list again.
No.
Okay.
I'm
you're wrong
it
anyway.
Out there, I'm putting
Chewbacca
it out there.
Was one. You're correct. He's a 240 pounds. He's a tall 240.
Whatever.
Santa Claus sitting at a plump 260.
So I was right on that.
You're right on that. Shrek is 450.
Okay.
My boy DK is 800 pounds.
So I was right.
And Hulk is 1,200.
The Bruce Banner Hulk is 3. Easy. And then Shrek and Donkey Kong. So I got this
Bruce
right.
Bruce Banner Hulk. They're all, well, they're not all Bruce Banner Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno Hulk.
I don't know. Lou Ferrigno Hulk
is 3. Easy. And then Shrek, Donkey Kong. I nailed it.
Can you guess which one I'm going as for Halloween?
I don't care.
But I care. It's part of the game. And you're here to play the game.
You're going as Donkey Kong.
You win the game. My whole family is dressing up as the Kongs.
I don't care.
Okay. That's fine.
Are there other Kongs?
There's tons of Kongs.
There's King.
That's a whole different genre. I could name all sorts of Kongs for
you.
I don't
want you to.
Diddy Kong, Tiny Kong, Trixie Kong,
we need to
Cranky
get to,
Kong,
Joanna
Wrinkly
Chadwick.
Kong. Okay.
Let's take a break right now. We'll come back and talk some high school football, including team that's not allowed a point all year.
You're obsessed.
Yeah, I can't wait. Stay with us. Vibe Magazine's own Joanna Chadwick on the other side. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Let's go back to the IHOP hotline and talk to Joanna Chadwick. She represents Vibe Magazine, and she's here to talk high school football. Joanna, what's up?
Well, that is not a guilty pleasure. That's just an awesome thought.
I know. Who would feel guilty about liking Tone Loc? I don't understand it.
I'm with you there.
So I put your Derby Panthers in my Friday Five this week. Against Hutchinson. That game's not going to be close, I don't think. But it's sort of the first challenge that appears on Derby's schedule. What should we look for in that one?
Derby is going to be tested here, but I do think that Derby is still going to roll. I just think that they have so many weapons that teams just have such a hard time being able to stop them because they're able to force turnovers. They're able to score, you know, kickoff returns, punt returns. When you've got Deson Brame sitting back in punt return, and then you've got, they've played every quarterback in every game. That's four quarterbacks that they've played in every game and multiple running backs. This is not a couple guys that you have to stop. It is multiple athletes, and most teams are just unable to really stick with that. Now, they're big up front where they can slow teams down in their run game, but they also have a secondary that is really, really strong.
Now, we've got a team coming down. It's not really from the Wichita area in Topeka Highland Park. Talk about a crazy kind of turnaround over the last, a couple decades. They've had seven straight winless seasons. Just a few years ago, they went 11-138 over 15 years. And yet they've had a couple seasons where they're winning some games and they haven't given up a point all year. What can we look forward to this Topeka Highland Park versus Wichita East?
A really good question.
Right?
I don't know. I think that East is a team that I don't know very well. I think that we had certain expectations of them they've stumbled out of the gate. I mean, let's be honest. You know, they had two big opponents there early with Cape and Ann Northwest, and they lost. And, I think one of their big things has long been that they play with a chip on their shoulder. So I expect that out of them every game. But I love the story of Highland Park. You know, if you look at it, these are two programs that have been able to turn some things around. East was also kind of that laughing stock for many, many years. And look where they are now. And to see Highland Park be able to turn it around like that, I mean, to me, it's kind of a shocking sort of a thing. Turning around a football program from one that is constantly losing to one that wins
is incredibly difficult because it's not like a basketball team where you can have three really good players and some role players around them. You've got to have like six really good players and a whole lot of role players to be able to do it in football.
I mean, it's crazy. Zuena, seven straight winless seasons, a streak that ended just 3 years ago, and here they are 4-0 and haven't allowed a point. It's just unbelievable. We're talking with Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. We talked with the Haven coaches earlier. They have two coaches. That's rare, to say the least. And they have Garden Plain tonight. Garden Plain has a couple losses, but both of them are to state champions. How big would a Haven win here be?
I just have to be honest with you when it comes to Haven. And this is one of the problems with high school football, is that because it's so difficult to build a program and to get it to that high level of success, is that we see so many teams stumble along for years and years and years. And Haven is one that it is so good to see them having these types of years that it's hard in my brain after seeing them be one of the lower teams for so long. It always kind of surprises me when they're in this conversation. Whereas Garden Plain is a program that we've talked about for years. And now in 15 years, they haven't been at the height of what they were at one point where they did win a state title. But, I mean, to me, I think that it's beating those teams that have that history, that tradition, only works to build your program to be stronger, not just this year, but in the coming years.
We've got kind of a dual cross Greater Wichita battle going on this evening. Some buses will be passing each other on Kellogg, probably already have. We've got Andover at Goddard Eisenhower, and we've got Goddard at Andover Central. The big, what did you call it, Jeff? The Andover, Goddard Andover week. Can you give us a little bit of a preview on both those games?
First of all, who cares about the games? That right there is a note that would be really fun to write, actually. I mean, because what are the coaches' plans? Do they line up with each other that the buses would actually have gone past each other en route? I'd be very curious. I don't know, Jeff. I think that somebody should look into that.
Maybe they should. I don't know. Maybe you should. I can't anymore.
Maybe I might just go drive over to Kellogg and then just see if I can watch them go past.
Yeah, just wait for the buses. They haven't probably left yet. It's only a half hour trip, maybe.
They're warming up.
I don't know.
It is a lengthy trip, though. I used to make that drive. I had one kid practicing soccer in Goddard and one in Andover. That wasn't fun.
Yeah, the games, they're okay. We expect Andover Central and Eisenhower to win those games.
Definitely.
And that's the game where we won. That one happens, I think, in 2 weeks, might be the 18th or 3. The Eisenhower-Andover Central game, we'll really be talking about that one. But I want to ask you about one more game, and that would be Collegiate against Pratt. Collegiate just did not show up last week against Andale, which I was surprised by. They never beat Andale, but Andale had a tough one against Wellington. Collegiate beat Wellington. I thought that game would be close, but Collegiate just didn't show up. It was surprising.
I agree, and I think that it's going to be really necessary for Collegiate to come back strong tonight because Pratt is a very tough team. One thing that I see where Collegiate is struggling just from looking at their stats is the run game is just really struggling to get going. And I don't know if that's what defenses are really putting their focus on, but they've got to be able to get that dual threat where they've, you know, can get the running game and the passing game going. Otherwise, it's going to be tough.
And Derby is at Hutch tonight. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah.
So you won't be on Kellogg for that one for very long. So we won't see you passing the bus.
No, so I actually could stand by Kellogg and actually watch this. I'm not going to, but it would be interesting.
Yeah, we aren't going to do that either. Have fun this evening. Enjoy the game. I think Derby's going to win big. Hutchinson lost big to Andover Central. That's really their only test so far. So we'll see what happens, though. Joanna, thanks for coming on, as always.
Thanks, guys.
There you have it. You're not wearing shoes or socks.
Should we skip my birthday party and go to the Hutch game? Hutch Derby?
I mean, do we want
to? I'd rather go to Haven.
Yeah, so would I. Let's just go. Who's really going to care if we don't show up to the pumpkin patch?
No one.
Nobody.
My wife, maybe. My wife. I love that I threw in that tidbit about passing on Kellogg. That's all we talked about.
Yeah, she didn't care about the games whatsoever.
No.
You know what? She didn't care about any of the games.
You don't think so?
Now that we're mentioning it. She didn't break down anything.
She broke down Collegiate needing to run the ball better.
Yeah, based on their stats, but she didn't like, oh, it was a tough matchup for Pratt because they got this linebacker coming in and Collegiate, you know.
What do you want from her?
I don't know.
We asked her random games.
Yeah, but she had to know.
She's like, East played these two teams. She knew that.
She had to know what games we were going to ask about. They're in my Friday Five.
What's her what's her title?
Stand by her on Kellogg.
On Kellogg, okay, yeah.
I don't know what her title is. Why don't you find that out? It's probably not going to be in the back of the magazine. It'd probably be in the front where they list the staff and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll keep looking while you're just talking about it.
Yeah, just keep looking.
Yeah.
We know our friend Matthew Browning is one of the main people over there. Obviously, Mike Cooper has a lot of say on their
obviously
content and production.
I'm not seeing her in here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she does. Does she work for Vibe?
Here's an old Chicago advertisement. Looks good.
A lot of ads in Vibe.
Oh, no.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and play your other game, right?
We can.
No, we are.
Okay, we are.
But do you want to go to Haven, though?
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Do you want to go to your birthday party?
More like, so than Haven.
No, but honestly, I'm giving you 100 marbles. Split them between wanting to go to your birthday party and wanting to go to Haven.
99 Haven, one to my birthday party, but we're going to go to my birthday party.
I'm going to talk you out of that so bad.
We can't. It's too late. It's on Facebook.
Nobody cares.
People are coming.
Who?
You.
I don't have to. We can go to Haven.
My sister-in-law.
Just put it out there.
We gotta go to commercial.
Would you guys rather go to Haven?
All right, I will.
Time to play the game.
Another.
Time to play
another.
All right, what do you have?
You guys ever done two games in a show?
Never.
We're going to play a game called Wavelength.
You said it's up to the birthday boy.
Wow. Guess we're going to the pumpkin patch.
You can't. You absolutely cannot. Say something came up.
We'll say to the people that are coming, all these people that have been planning for it for weeks.
They haven't planned for
it. My sister-in-law drove down from Manhattan for
then
it.
Then she's coming to Haven.
That's what she wants to do.
All right. You know what? Isn't she going to dinner with you?
Yeah.
Your sister-in-law.
Yeah. Let me ask her there.
No, just let me know at 4:30.
Okay, I'll let you know at 4:30.
But honestly.
I'll let you know honestly 4:30.
Approach this.
I will.
It's your birthday.
Ask her. Well, it's her birthday too.
We might be able to go to Daisy Joe's in Haven.
After dinner at where I'm going? Okay.
You can't do that.
That's true.
What's the game?
It's a game called Wavelength.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to pick a number between.
Do I have to read your mind?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
We can actually both play. I mean, I can do it. You can do it. You don't have to any have preparation. I'm gonna
Haven't we played a game called Wavelength before?
So we've played the board game version with our respective wives.
Sure.
But we're playing the
Who wouldn't mind, by the way, if I went to Haven?
Board game. She's not even in town.
Exactly.
You're an independent soul from her, though.
I am.
We're running out of time. I'm going to pick a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
I'm going to pick it in my mind. You guys can both play. You're going to then ask me to give you categories. And then I'll give you something from that category that describes the number 1 to 10, 1 being bad, 10 being best.
What?
Okay, so like let's say my number is 4,
okay.
And you say, you know, give me a baseball team. I'll give you a baseball team that ranks 4 out of 10. But I'm gonna tell you the name. You get 3 categories, and then you have to guess what the number is that I'm thinking. Quit texting my wife.
Who said I was?
I can tell you are. You're very fervently texting over there. Okay, so I'm going to pick a number, 1 out of 10. I've got it. I've got it.
So what am I supposed to ask you?
Any category, and I'm going to give you something in that category that matches my number.
Movies.
Movies. I'm going to go The Hangover 2.
Okay. So, garbage.
Okay.
What about NFL teams?
Currently? This year, currently? I'm going to go the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You like The Hangover 2? 6. is your number.
Yeah, you get one more category.
Oh. quality of this show.
The Bob and Jeff show?
This well, no, show that, today.
Oh, today. No, that no, that's not how it works.
What do you mean?
What does that even mean? What do you mean? What am I going to give a number?
Yeah, exactly.
A 10.
So it must be 10.
Yeah.
this is hard. Taylor Swift songs.
Our song. I don't know that many Taylor Swift songs. I don't know. Our song.
So it's pretty good. I still think you got, you're right in at a 6.
Your guess is 6?
Yeah.
7. You're close.
You're 7 close. For The Hangover 2?
Well, I think it's a somewhat it's good a movie. It's a good it's movie. A good it's a good sequel. Do you want me to pick an issue? What'd she say?
I don't like the way your wife likes you. I said,
what is that? You don't like the way my wife likes me.
That's too much.
She it's does like much. Me a little bit.
She says, up to the birthday boy. I said, wow. In all caps, she said, I feel pretty confident he'll still option pumpkins.
Yeah.
I said, if he doesn't. She said, you guys will probably have a great time. He's a pretty fun
she's not going to go. She's if we go to Haven, she's not coming.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Think I care? My wife's not coming either. Next.
Do you want me to go another number? Or you want to do a number?
I'll do a number, but it's between 1 and 15.
No. 1 and 15?
Yeah.
You're changing the rules?
I am.
Okay. 1 and 15.
Yeah. Let me think of the number. Okay.
Give me a state in the United States that you'd want to spend some time in.
That I'd want to spend some time in. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Probably South Carolina.
Okay. Okay. This is 1 to 15.
Yeah.
Give me a type of or a meat within a fried rice, like a fried rice. Give me a fried rice type.
Beef.
Mm, okay. Okay. Give me a projected NBA team for this year.
This year.
This coming year.
Okay, I will do that. And that team is the Orlando Magic.
12.
Ah, really close. It's an 11.
Yeah. Okay.
It was an 11.
All right. Yep. Yeah.
Right there.
I know your preferences in fried rice. I know beef's kind of right behind chicken.
Yeah, there's only two, right?
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. Is it go beef, beef and chicken, chicken? Or does it is no, beef it goes, and chicken better than
it
chicken?
It goes chicken, beef and chicken, beef.
But chicken's the highest.
Yeah.
Chicken's the highest.
That would have been a 14, 15.
Right. Chicken's the highest, then beef and chicken, then beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. Let me, another one between 1 and 20.
Yeah.
Have
to.
Right.
Can't keep it like that.
Right. Okay. I got it.
High school football teams that we've talked about today.
Collegiate.
Okay. Members of the Eagles, all time.
All time. The NFL team or the band?
The band.
Who plays bass?
Timothy B. Schmidt.
Timothy B.
Or
Schmidt.
Or Randy Meisner originally.
Timothy B. Schmidt.
Okay. Shoe brands.
I was thinking shoe brands earlier, but
that's a good one.
That's a good one. New Balance,
and this is between 1 and 20.
1 and 20. New Balance.
You're right at an 11.
We are one off every time. It was a 10. My favorite number.
I almost said 9.
Was that a good one on the bass player? Whatever this guy is, I have no idea.
Yeah, kind of a middle guy.
I mean, if I never heard of the bass,
sings one song in the concert. Yeah, right. But still adds something.
Okay.
All right. 1 and 25.
1 and 25.
Let me think of the number.
You think of a number.
All right. Got it.
Okay. Pops or sodas, some people call them.
That's a tough one.
Mm. 1 in 25.
What's the new? No, I won't do that. Diet Sierra Mist.
It's called Starry now, I think.
Yeah, Star.
Yeah.
Starro.
Dum Dum flavors.
Root beer.
1 in 25?
Yeah.
No,
not root beer. Bubblegum.
Oh, golly. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Tough.
That's a tough one. We're running out of
the category.
Yeah. Facial hair types.
None. No facial hair.
The three.
That's a four.
Ah, we heard. So
root beer's a three. That's why I bumped it up.
Yeah. Oh, bubblegum's better than root beer. I thought it was the other way.
Yeah, root beer was a little lower.
We got time for one more?
One more.
Okay. 1 to 40.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
1 to 40.
NBA all-time legends.
All-time?
Yeah. Big stars, though. Where would they rank on the big star list?
Kobe Bryant.
Simpsons characters.
Bart.
Okay. Current golfers.
It's tough.
It is tough.
It's tough.
It is.
Scottie Scheffler.
So we're out of 39.
Bingo. Bingo! It was 39. I was afraid you might say 40 with him.
Yeah, Kobe not quite a 40.
That's why.
But he's pretty close.
I felt safe with that. You're talking about big stars. That's not necessarily talent.
Right.
Right. Good job. We did it.
There. We did it. We did a whole show, basically.
Basically.
Once the music starts.
We should do that more often. We should just do like a wavelength like randomly when I'm on. That was fun.
That was fun.
Thank you.
What do you want to say for the next 1 minute or so that we have airtime?
Go Wildcats tonight.
We cannot discuss the Lebanese dinner, which is when?
It's the 12th and 13th. We're not going to talk about that. It's 4 to 8 on the 12th and 12 to 7 on the Sunday.
I'm not going to be able to go.
You're not going to be able to go, but it is. If you are in town, come by. You can do drive through or you can eat inside, do a tour. Come see me in the bake sale.
Don't talk about it.
I'm not talking about
it. We didn't talk to my daughter today. She avoided us. She's sick.
She's touring apartments.
She said she's sick. I mean, it was as...
Who was more fun to text, my wife or your daughter?
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. It's equally infuriating. Let's do a wavelength on that. Zero.
Yeah.
They were both terrible. But, you know, we'll get an outcome with one of them.
We will see.
I know what you're going to choose, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
But for the next 37 minutes...
You're going to think about it.
I'm going to walk around with some hope.
Okay.
Some hope.
Some hope.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to the Haven coaches. You remember them. Drew Tallman and Thomas Cooprider. That's amazing that I remember that. Joanna Chadwick joined the show today. Max Power, our producer and engineer, takes us home. Everybody have a good weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Later.